Welcome back, DOC, DHing for Coach Sheehan. Ricky, understand, has just jumped in, wants to play a little ball out in Annapolis, and happy to have you, man. What's on your mind?
Hey, Doc, you don't know how happy I am this morning just to simply hear you on the air, brother. Man, yeah, that was a
it's
shock
to
for
have
me.
Electricity.
I'm out trying to... Didn't have electricity? Okay.
No, I said it's good. I need electricity. And once they give it to me, then I'm off to the races.
Brother, it's so good to have you back, man. I want to talk some Commander pass rush, or right now what appears to be the lack thereof. Fowler was a bit of a casualty against the run. What are we going to do for pass rush this year? Is it going to be linebackers firing? But I right now, I just don't see we have the personnel to get the job done on the edges.
Well, first of all, they've addressed it. And again, I don't judge tackle football in pantyhose and shorts. So to me, once I see them in full uniform in a football environment, which is full contact, I think we're going to be different. We're going to be different than a year ago. And that's important because we did not set the edge as well as I think we have to do that. And again, everything goes by if you're healthy. But I think we need some lions. See, here's what training camp means for me. I need to know somebody that came in and maybe took a bus in, maybe hitchhiked here, who wants to be Charles Mann and Dexter Manley. I'm looking for somebody hungry. We fantasize first round, but the hell with it. I don't need none of that. We've seen that, and we didn't bust a grape. We was in last place.
You got that right.
More than we've been in first place. We've been in last place. And we had all the number ones. We had all that stuff. Baloney. What I need is somebody coming here with a bad attitude who wants to prove themselves and to get to the quarterback. Yeah. Now, we beefed up. We got guys with more size than that, but I leave that. That's Big L and them. Let them have all that. What you can't show me nothing in shorts. Not if you can be on the interior. But when we put them pads on, then we'll find out. We got two outstanding tackles. So practice, you get better in practice. You know why Jacoby, to me, should be in the Hall of Fame? Because of what he did every day in practice. Watching him and the prize bull going at it.
Yes, sir.
If you're not having if you're not having dust ups in practice, then it's you're soft. They
there it is. That's
I think are going to be more physical. They addressed it. Now we got to find out if it's real. Paper don't win games. So we'll see what happens.
You're right.
But in the meantime, don't let the propaganda fool you. Let it. I mean, because that's what this time of the year. This is lying time. This is
you're right.
Dream time. I call it bull malarkey. All right. Ain't nobody won no championship in shorts.
So we'll you're see. Right, Doc. And that's a technical term. Bull malarkey. I'm going to try to use that at home. I'll probably get myself flat.
It's bull malarkey.
But anyway, it is great to hear your voice, brother. I'm sure hoping they can find some more slots for you, man.
Oh, I'm good. You know what I mean? It ain't about how many times you own. It's what you do when you own.
Well, when you're on, you're making a difference, and you not being on kind of hurts, man. So I'm just glad to hear your voice this morning, man. God bless you. Hail Commanders.
God bless you, brother.
I still want to say
Ken. Yeah, yeah.
Take care.
Hail to the Commanders. Hey, man, you know, I'm so tickled to death that we have an opportunity to beat people's behinds week after week after week, and it starts with the Giants, period. And you don't, if you don't think the Giants are salivating over trying to get after JD5, then you crazy as a road lizard. We have got to forget about last year. The moment they come to camp and start focusing, like understanding that you are now the target. Nobody even cared about you a year ago. Now they do. And you've got a guy you got to protect, and then we got to get people on the other side of the ball to go out and tear up everybody else's structure. And I do believe we're in a good position to do that. Now, what I'm looking for is we got to beef that running back room. We got talent, but I need somebody to go out and grab it. I think we got it. It's amazing what your last draft pick may end up being the best guy in the room. Could very well happen. Because it's not where you've been, it's where you're going. What you did means nothing. What you're going to do, I'm eager to see. I really am. We got to get more explosive on teams, which I think they addressed it. Young puppy out of Virginia Tech could be the guy. Looks good in shorts. Let's find out when he's full metal jacket.
Well, even
and let's find out.
Even when it was like they were in full pads and all that, at Virginia Tech, he was getting a lot of play, even with bad quarterback play. And we've talked about this, and Toby and I talked about it when we drafted him.
Excuse me, when you say his name?
The youngest in charge, my apologies.
The youngest in charge. Yes. Yeah, thank you. Okay, good.
But we were talking about it, like, as the pick came out, I was out and I was texting him, because Toby, he works for Virginia Tech Radio.
The youngest
during,
in charge.
Yes.
Toby Altizer. Okay, good.
He does halftime and all that, so he watches a lot of Virginia Tech football. So
he's a very talented young man.
That he is, and very astute. So when we talked about it, I kind of asked him, I was like, so what are we getting out of this kid? He said he's super fast. And he's going to be a great addition to this offense, especially in the return game in terms of special teams. But also, he's going to take that Diami. He's kind of a Diami Brown Olamide Zaccheaus hybrid, where he's a little bit smaller, but he can rip the top off of defense and take it deep. So I'm very excited about Jalen Lane. I'm very high on his potential, what he could be, because this kid's lightning fast and he'll burn you. So, and that's the one thing we know about Jaden is that he loves to throw the fade. So I think we're going to see a lot more of that coming out of this year with them too. So I'm excited.
Well, you look at areas when your team's in the NFC Championship game, and there's a lot to really like a lot. But the key to success is putting a string of successful seasons together. Having been on a team, we went back-to-back Super Bowls. You don't accidentally do that. And that means you knew people, if you snuck up on them before, we weren't sneaking up on them anymore. So what I'm looking for, that means back-to-backs, man, that says a lot. What Kansas City has done, and what they did last year to me, is really one of the it's really one of the most amazing things I've seen in football. It was the Kansas City Chiefs last season. They were not the best team.
No, they just pulled it out.
You damn sure couldn't tell. And they took it all the way to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And
that's what I'm talking about.
Luck and experience.
Sneaking up on somebody when you was garbage. I mean, before that, you on the schedule, you thinking nobody cared about you. Because you'd operated like it was a buffoon academy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this group comes out and says, we ain't them other people. We ain't Coach Dum-Dum and them. We got something different. And sure enough, they pulled it off. Now, people circling you. You got a little prime time. The Cowboys are in prime time every week.
Mm-hmm.
Every week. Now, they're the gift that just keeps on giving. Because how do you get a Netflix series and you haven't done anything of significance in 30 years. So who's smart and who's dumb?
Listen, Jerry Jones likes playing the media. That's one thing I've learned about Jerry in my almost 25 years of existence. Jerry loves to play the media, loves to show off how rich he is, and loves to screw up his football team.
But he gets ratings. So because we like dumpster fires.
It's worked for him.
We like fires. We like dumpsters.
It's true.
What is the lure? I'm kidding. I'm not even trying to be funny. What? You know the outcome before it starts, and yet people keep buying it up. They line up.
Because money keeps flooding in, Doc. You can't stop.
I was asked last night on with Toothpick
mm-hmm.
and First String Podcast.
Shout out, First String.
She had First String. And he said, one of the Cowboy guys is one of them on. I won't embarrass him. He said, I think the Cowboys are going to win the East. And I said, can you say that with a straight face?
It's an interesting thought. And Brian across the desk from me is a big Cowboys fan. So we've talked about them quite a bit.
I'm not mad at them. They should be. Because they had a lot of success for a long, long time. And they're not like at the bottom.
Yeah. And the thing about the NFC East is like, it throughout my entire life, it's never been the team that everyone predicts. And even less often, it's the second team. But for whatever reason, the third team, whether it be the Cowboys, the Eagles, or the Commanders, that nobody really thinks about, will have that weird leap and somehow win the division when the team that won it last year has just a little bit of a fall off.
Well, so, that's balance. That's the beauty of this division.
It's parity, man. I love it.
Yeah, it is. It's a dogfight, and nobody. It's hard to repeat. It's hard to repeat no matter who's on your team or what you have. But I found it interesting. He had Jera on last night. So, I mean, how many podcasts, you know, you get a guy, you get the owner on. And I just love it. And I'm not mad at it. And I'm not hating. It is so entertaining to have people, a few of my closest associates, Cowboy Clay, is a diehard.
Mm-hmm.
But he hadn't worn that hat. I love it when he wore the hat with the star. I love the one star. That is the funniest thing going. Because I always refer to it as a credit score. And or a rating. And so I love it. But he don't wear it around here lately.
And, he knows better.
And I get the biggest kick out of it. But they are damn good. And they're really talented. But you and I both know you would not bet a dime on them going to the Super Bowl.
Hell no.
Or them going to the NFC Championship game. You know, there is no way in Haiti that you're going to do that. You know it, and I know it.
Yeah.
So that's my point.
For sure.
We had quite a kick of that. But that's interesting. 1047 here. Kevin Sheehan Show, DOC DHing with Max. And we're having a fucking good time. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Light it up. Don't be scurred. 301-230-0980 is the number. Back in a moment.
All right, the Indiana Fever last night. They beat the Minnesota Lynx to win the WNBA Commissioner's Cup despite missing Caitlin Clark due to a groin injury. Congratulations to the Fever. Coco Gauff, she falls in Wimbledon yesterday in the opening stages to Ukraine's Dania Yastremska. Frances Tiafo currently down 2-1 to Cameron Norrie. And Red Panda last night falls off her bike, injures her wrist. She is wheeled off the court. Prayers up to the GOAT. The NHL, players will be officially allowed to play in the 2026 Winter Olympics after the NHL and the IOC have reached an agreement. This agreement will also open the door for NHL players to compete in the 2030 Olympics. The Nats, they were rained out last night. They take on Detroit in a doubleheader today. Trevor Williams will take the hill for the Nats against Tigers' Tyler Holton here in the first game. First pitch is at 1:05 pregame with Charlie and Dave. With Nats on deck at 12:35 on the Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.